Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pilgrim, MD. Join Dr. Jewel here each Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Jewel Network. Welcome to the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel. And this show is brought to you by the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And we are just doing so well here. And I'm so glad to be with you, and I hope everyone worldwide that you've had a wonderful week. So since I talked to you last week, we had the opportunity to go to New York, and we presented there a discussion on what is the problem. And obviously the solution at this point in time, which is to complete the growth and development of the brain, re-engineer the brain, balance the brain, and get the resonators in the body, the diamonds, and the energy grid connected to the diamonds activated. And from there, all the other things that are going on the planet and that will also be going on in the body literally kind of move to an automatic state. Once there's enough activated brain tissue and the energy grid with its resonators, its diamonds, are activated, a lot can now occur spontaneously and on its own. So we've been talking about the problem here, and for those who are on our balancing program, et cetera, have received a copy of that, and we've invited those of you who are interested to request a copy from us that we'll send you. It's a wonderful article. We'll probably just send you the link, and you can go there and download it for yourself, et cetera, that discusses from many different perspectives what the problem is, and everything centers around the programs, the software that's in your brain. What are you running your brain on? What are your values? What are your belief systems? How do you see reality? What do you define as good or bad, if that is something that you spend a lot of time thinking about? All of these literally are programs, software, and where is it all taking you? Okay, how does it relate to the moment? What do you know about the moment? What is literally happening inside of you, immediately around you, in your community, in your city, in your state, in your country, in and on your planet, in your solar system, and in your galaxy? These are all the different layers that are directly affecting you and all of your tissues, but how much do you know about what is going on in each of these layers of reality that are affecting you? And literally that is what the problem is. Most people don't have any idea of what's going on in all of these different areas of their life. They're aware that they exist, but they really don't understand what's going on. You may know more about one aspect than the other, but what does the whole connection look like? What does the bigger picture look like? And is it a picture that you're contributing to? Many people don't even know what they're contributing to. And what is the end for you? What are you getting out of this? So simply said, we call that your life. We're taking the time to really spend with this concept because time, as you have learned it, is moving quite fast. And the cycles of your planet, of your solar system, of your aspect of the galaxy are also changing and are in a transition state. So our planet, the plants, the animals, et cetera, they are on cycles. They're not on what you call time. And again, this time mechanism that we have aligned ourselves with, which is a program, a pseudo program in the brain, does not operate in sync with any of the cycles that are necessary and do directly affect your life. So we are creating a reality that has a lot of abnormal, unnatural events that we've defined as normal because the problem is we are not aware of what our basic, true, default programs that we should be operating our brain through and having full knowledge on what those default programs are. So many of the programs that are running through people's brains and people are then using that information to direct their body, which means that that's how they live their life, are totally synthetic, artificial, and the end of all of this, normally it means that it destroys the body. So let's hear a word from our sponsor. I'm going to go to one particular area again in this article. What is the problem? And then I want to hear more from you. It's very, very important that we really got to talk about this, you know, because the Jewel Network is definitely sharing the sciences of life and living. And yes, we do it in an entertaining way. It's no reason for anything to literally be offered distasteful or in a complex manner. However, the Jewel Network is devoted to assisting you in comprehending the science that has not been made easily available and that you can be supported in actualizing the benefits from having this knowledge. That is the whole point. So I definitely like to talk with you more today as we did last week to just find out what are you thinking, what's on your mind, are you really comprehending and understanding where we are in the history of our evolution, and most of all, have you thought about where do you want to go, what is really happening, et cetera. Now, I read some very interesting things that once our sponsors share with us their message, I'll discuss it once we get back. And then from there, let's look more at what the problem is, and then I want to hear from you. So take the number down early so you'll be ready. We're going to start taking calls at the half-hour point, the bottom of the hour. That number is 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531. So I'll be right back, and I'll share with you some things that I discovered, and we'll talk more about the problem. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's balancing program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
So if you're just tuning in, wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. This is the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, which is the acronym for Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. We're dedicated to broadcasting the sciences of life and living, and we're being hosted by Blog Talk Radio. Now, last week I talked about this wonderful article, 57-page article, What is the Problem? And we've shared that with the individuals who are participating in our brain reengineering program, as you know, known as the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. And I wanted to spend some time with you, as I did last week, discussing some excerpts from that article. Now, the article basically talks about the fact that the first problem is that most people are not utilizing enough of the brain. And so, therefore, the software that most people are using, the programs are quite small, simple, et cetera, and they allow you to have what you call life and living, but there's far more. So in this article, they talk about the fact that, you know, on the average, most people are using between 2.5% up to maximum 10%, and there's a very, very small population that is using more than 5% of the brain. So, I mean, what does that really mean? And it means then that if you're only using maximum 10% of the brain, then 90% of the brain is inactive. And what you perceive as reality is obviously only 10% of what reality really is. Isn't that amazing that you're creating opinions and you're creating affinities or repulsions based on only 10% of what is really the experience? It's amazing. And look at what people have done. Obviously, I think that that's one reason why people are so aggressive to one another and perceive they have the right to attack someone's body or even to bring harm and injury to it, because they are only seeing the events before them and around them with only 2.5 to up to 10% of brain function. The software and how it's being processed, the programs which the brain processes, the chemistry which the brain makes, is so inadequate when there's so little of the brain activated that it becomes very irritating, very agitating to the tissues. The tissues are getting partial information. And with that partial information or very limited information, the cells composing the organs of the body have to do the best that they can. And so that is what you're literally seeing, the best functionality of the cells of your body based on the amount of chemical instruction they are able to receive from 2.5 to 10% of the brain. Amazing. So I did some research and studying. I was looking at some things, and I just wanted to just kind of review what the ancient texts are saying as to what should be transpiring in 2012, 2013, 2014, et cetera. And it was very interesting. Some documentation that I was able to obtain where the global warming phenomena is a part of what has already been programmed to happen, because with the shifting of planet Earth, it shifts its electromagnetic field, so there's literally a pole shift going on, as well as a new orbit for planet Earth, moving it deeper into our solar system, which means it gets closer to the sun, and therefore more energy in the form of light, which is energy, is now being emitted upon the planet. Now, all of this was known because, and I found out something very interesting, the ancient texts say that our major sun, so it was always known that there were two suns. But Dr. Blair has talked a lot about that, that we have two suns. We've always had two suns. Okay, interesting. But that the second sun, which is the major central sun for our area, or they like to use the term sector, of the galaxy is the Pleiadian star system, the star system of Pleiades. And I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. And so what literally has been said is that with the nervous system becoming more I want to use the term reinforced or literally more developed, and also it then becomes much more adapt to modulating intense frequencies of energy, whether it be electric or magnetic, allows it now to really process more of the universal language, which is sacred geometry. We call them light codes that will allow the brain to create a new chemistry that will then be absorbed by the tissues of the organs of the body, and that new chemistry will then activate within the cell chemicals that will literally begin to activate dormant genes and their chemical instruction, known as DNA, as well as those genes that are presently active, will begin to shut down and turn and be turned off. The body will not respond to their directives any longer. Now, I paused for a moment when I read that because, again, it brought to my attention very clearly that the health of each and every one of us, as we perceive what health is, okay, is definitely going to shift. Now, if our tissues are preparing themselves to be able to process, interact with more intense quantities of light, that changes the chemistry of the body, and with the body changing its chemistry, we know that our feelings and sensations in the body are going to change. If you have not been educated, informed about the fact that the brain changing its chemical translation of your thoughts because it is now coming in contact with more intense energy, carrying information that you in consciousness have not been prepared for, how are you going to respond to these changes, which you will call symptoms or reactions in your body? And is your response going to be one that is going to be helpful and be in your best interest? Because if you're not aware that this is a major change that's happening, that we're shifting places in our galaxy, we're moving closer to the sun, we are now receiving more information in the form of intense sunlight. Nobody's ever prepared you for that. That's not the information that you receive over the TV. It's not broadcasted to you between halftime, between your favorite athletic games. It's not printed across the front page of your internet browser. It's not in your newspapers. It's not throughout your frequent magazines. Then what would you think if all of a sudden your body started feeling different, functioning different? Urine looks different, smell is different, skin is different, hair seems to be different. I've had some people report to me that, you know, their mouth feels different. They don't know what it is, but their mouth is different, their tongue is different. And they really are very concerned because no one told them the simple fact that I'm telling you, that the brain is changing, it's being permeated with all of this new information because we've moved closer to our sun, and we're in an area of our solar system now known as the Van Allen Belt that is full of intense wavelengths of light that now are permeating our space 24/7, which is why we don't have darkness as we have known it in the past, that we literally are having exposure to light all of the time. And with that, that means then that the cyclic hormones are going to be shifting because, as you know, your hormones are dependent upon the amount of light exposure that is absorbed by the skin as well as the brain through the eye, and now that has shifted. So hormones, okay, hormone levels, obviously the influence of hormones on the tissue are all changing. Do you have a manual? Do you have a handbook? Someone share with you an article on what those changes are in physical tissue. What will you experience? You don't have that information. So therefore, now having to go to a medical system, a healthcare system, that has not told you anything about the geophysical, geostellar phenomena that is happening on the planet has a direct effect on your tissues. So your programming has been that obviously if I don't feel like I'm familiar with how I felt in the past all of the time, then I must be getting sick. And then I need to go get information on what's going on. Why don't I feel like I used to? I feel different. And you're either told that nothing is wrong, or if you are told that you do have an imbalance based on their old standards before the shift begin to occur, you're going to have a problem because they're not recognizing that with everything around you changing, that obviously your body chemistry and its functionality and how it looks, et cetera, is going to be different. So many of the drugs, many of the procedures literally partially or totally interrupt this adaptive change that you are making to allow you to thrive in the 21st century, in our new location, in our solar system, in our new location, in our galaxy, in our new location relative to our central sun, which is the Pleiades star system. All of this is shifting. And, again, nobody's speaking on this. Nobody's asking you to think about this. Nobody's asking you to stay in the present, future, and look at, well, how would I handle these symptoms? Or what should I be doing, et cetera? None of that, no contemplation. And what I have told our people on the balancing program, because they are activating dormant areas of the brain. They are now becoming aware that they have software programs literally in the brain that they knew nothing about. They recognize that their body is changing, that they feel different, they're thinking different, their awareness is changing. But because they can talk about it with individuals who are also progressing at the same time, and many of the symptoms they've already experienced, they're having incredible results because knowledge replaces fear. So instead of them fearing, you know, why is this happening, my skin, my sleep cycle, they have information and knowledge that allows them to have no judgment, to accept the sensation as a change, a movement toward a higher state of being. And therefore, because they can relax on these sensations going on in the body, in the brain, they're able to glean a result, an awareness that they've never experienced before. Very, very important. So their lives are exciting. They're feeling better, getting better. They're smarter, much more mature. And it's because they are supporting the brain in waking up. They're diminishing the subconscious mind and increasing the conscious mind, because that's also part of the reengineering that occurs on the balancing program. It's a 1-10 relationship, so that awareness is primary and sensation is definitely always secondary. And what will happen is that they will find that they will be feeling less, and they will find that they know more. Amazing. So they literally rise up from being a slug, okay, to now, if they will, become a full-fledged caterpillar, and then the time will come when they will become still in thought and consciousness and allow the master's new reinforced highways to become active in the brain, because when neurons connect with each other in a particular way, it literally is a highway that is being created where consciousness can move through those neurons from one point of the brain to another. So this is part of the problem, and they spend a lot of time in this article discussing how necessary it is for you to be able to be comfortable with change, to take action on change, to be able to be aware that you're in change and to accept that, and to constantly observe and look for the wisdom that is available to you in and after these changes that are being requested of you. If that's not happening, boy, oh boy, it's going to be very, very interesting. So the article talks about the fact that most people still have a huge subconscious brain. And as you know, that's the part of the brain that takes care of all the minor programs, okay? But they're significant programs in that, making sure that the heart continues to beat and that the bladder doesn't disturb you when it's not completely full and the lymphatics are moving and the intestines are going through their peristalsis to digest the food. The hydrochloric acid is released when the food comes in contact with the gastric or stomach membrane. All of these things are going on, and you don't usually know anything about it because your subconscious and conscious neural nets, nerves, are still separated from each other. They haven't literally integrated. This is part of what is necessary as you re-engineer the brain so that you can perceive and extract the wisdom from these light codes that are being sent to you from the Pleiades star system, etc., to prepare your body and to reveal to you more of the mind of space-time, or if you choose to call it God, so that you can have a greater understanding of everything that has happened and everything that is happening and how to use this information to create where you want to go in the future. Very, very interesting. So little information that I gleaned. They talk about the Great Pyramid in Egypt literally being an anchor, and that when it becomes active again, it's supposed to become active again and begins to resonate, it's going to literally activate and connect to all of the other planets, pyramids worldwide over the planet. And that when that happens, then the whole Earth grid is going to be literally energized. And from there, anyone standing on the Earth, living on the Earth via their house or location, etc., will literally begin to have experiences relative to where they are on the world grid and obviously the type of energy that is flooding that particular, as they call it, sector, okay, of planet Earth. Very, very interesting, very important that you want to take the time to prepare yourself for these changes. And the main thing, this is so simple. This is so simple. Can you imagine if you had to go and build your brain and then you had to consciously, like a computer, download all of these programs and get permission and sign off the agreement? It just goes on and on. In that you were born and you took your first breath, that means you signed the agreement. And so therefore, all the information that you need to be able to allow yourself to go through this period of change, to literally then change, or as we call it, metamorph, is very important for the quality of life that is determined by brain function, capacity to, quote, connect the dots, and also then how much of brain power do you have over your body? Are you able to control it, and to what extent? All of these things are going to be very critical for what will happen to you in the 21st century, our future now, as we call it. So please make sure that you get the article, and it has great information from many, many different authors right now that have written about our future and have laid information in the book to help us to remember the past so that we can go forward. Very important. So, before we go to the phones, now don't forget, I'm talking to you today, so please call me at 347-215-9531. That's 347-215-9531. So, in the meantime, just very quickly, you have to remember that everything is changing. So you've got to not fall into the old paradigm and ignore the information regarding change, ignore what's happening on the planet, et cetera, because you don't have the information. You haven't given yourself the information to allow your body to change. You don't want to be under adverse pressure to change. So it's very important that if you did this on your own, you could literally flow with the direction of the forces that are here and will be coming here to literally evolve everything on Earth, including you, and this can be just very simple. So let's go to our station break, and I'll be back right after that to begin to take your calls. Let's talk about this. This is very important for you to comprehend. You've got to change, and the change is real easy for you to have full access to the 21st century. I'll be right back.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Well, hi. If you're just tuning in, we've had some very interesting discussions. The Jewel Network is very much devoted to broadcasting the sciences of life and living, and the sciences definitely are informing everyone that we're changing and that nothing is going to be the same again. The energy fields are different. Everything is unique. However, our capacity to adapt to all of these new changes is predicated on our brain function, our brain activation. And so we have to keep reminding you that you have to make a decision about what you're going to do with the brain. Most people are only using 2.5% to 10% of the brain, and we need much more. How are you going to get more of your brain activated? Well, we know that that doesn't happen by taking, you know, courses in college, taking a major or minor or some type of career. That doesn't activate more brain tissue. It does endow you with more information, obviously, et cetera, but that amount of brain tissue that you go to college with was already activated by the time you were about 5 years old. Just been actually storing data and learning how to integrate and utilize this data relative to the stimulus and the information and the demonstration from the people around you in your environment. Okay? But that obviously has nothing to do with preparing you for this major shift in energies that is upon us. It's been recorded that it would happen. Every 10,000 years, we have a major shift where every 26,800 or 27.5 years, we make one complete cycle around the major sun system of Pleiades. And so we're just about finished one complete loop also around our major central sun. So all these things are affecting you, and you have sensations, you have awarenesses, you know things that are different, et cetera. But in this article, the problem, they talk about the fact that most people don't like change, okay? And the reason why is because the body has to create a total new chemistry based on your new thinking. And the cells have to absorb it, and then they have to align themselves with the information and make sure that the genes are turned on to give instructions to the organelles of the cell so that the cell can respond and that has sensations with it. So most people don't like to change because there's a sensation that goes with it, that most people are still in the business of creating emotions, and emotion is where you have connected a thought to a sensation. All sensations don't require any thinking on them at all. Just let them pass. That's all it is. It's a chemical sensation, a wave that goes through the body, chemically. But because you're not aware of that, then when we have these waves, the sensation through the body, we download and think of all kinds of things that we could say, et cetera, when that sensation comes up. And there that forms what we call an emotion. And when you form emotions, they are stored in the body. And what we found is all this emotion stored in the body does become problematic for the tissues. And over time, especially if that information is archaic and has nothing to do with the environmental influences that your cells are also processing, it can create disharmonics in the tissue, which we call imbalances, and then again, not allowing your cells to be treated by medical practitioners who are aware and stay focused in the now future, you literally have created your own future only using 2.5 to 10% information and not really using that 10% with genuine focus, most of the time. It's very, very interesting. Okay. So, my dear engineer, do we have any calls?
Well, good evening, Dr. Jewel. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. And thank you for being there with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Our first call is from area code 416.
Well, hi, area code 416. You're on the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm Dr. Jewel. So let's chat. What do you have to say? What questions do you have for us?
Oh, hello. Hello. I see. Still there. We are.
Area code 416. Did you go
they
to
are...
the toilet? Went to get some water.
No, I don't think you went too far. Stand by 1 second.
Okay. Do we have anyone else? Call us.
Well,
talk
we
to us one time.
Well, we do. Let's take a second to get 416 in. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good night. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm in right now. Okay, good night. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Jewel?
Oh, wonderful. Who am I speaking to? From where?
Oh, you're speaking to Marvin. I'm calling from Toronto.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
saying that. Yeah, I'm saying that information about the program it's a very good information, and you know, it gives me a broader perspective of what's really going on. You know, so my question is the changes that is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna? Because I'm not gonna be able to balance my brain. But right now I'm doing other stuff. I'm getting Dr. Blair items and stuff, and I'm doing my own information. So will that be able to get me to truly?
Well, I have no idea because I don't really know what you're doing.
I'm taking some of the DNA booster and stuff, and I'm doing the meditation. And even though I can't get to join the balancing program right now, I still expose myself to seek a geometry, and I'm doing my own work. So will that be able to get me through the shift that is going to take place?
Well, I don't know for sure. Perhaps based on you, I do know this. There is certain geometry that one has to expose oneself to for the brain to respond in a particular way. I don't know if that's your geometry that you're looking at or not. And
and
it's also very important to recognize that something so important as being able to be present and to thrive in the 21st century, why would it not be your first priority that you would basically want to test yourself to make sure that, at least for that reason, I can rise to the occasion to get what I need so that I can be present in the 21st century. You've already introduced a no-no because there's no lack now. There's no lack now. And so there's no lack in the 21st century. So therefore, the whole intent to go to the 21st century requires you then to want to do the best that you can do to get there. You're using methods that you don't even know for sure are going to get you there. I don't have that concern with the balancing program because the balancing program depends on what authors you read. We know is a minimum of 5,000 years old. Some claim that these ancient symbols are over 15,000 years old relative to when they found them in carbon testing. So we know that they basically are ageless, and also the effects that they've had on the brain for people that are associated with them. We see what they're able to build, what they're able to write, etc. We know without question that this changes tissue. I can't vouch for what it is you're exposing yourself to, because all of this you're doing out of a sense of lack. And that is one of the main changes that has to occur in the brain. There is no such thing. But if you're only using 2.5 to 10% of the brain, well, of course it appears as though there's lack. I mean, how can you see the whole world through a teeny-weeny little pinhole? You can't. So it looks quite limited when you look through a teeny-weeny pinhole. But as you actually stimulate the brain to make its default connections where you were born, being able to see the panorama of your life, you'll see that that was an illusion. This is what we're talking about. That is the problem. So I ask you to seriously reconsider and make a decision that you're going to drop that attitude about what you can't do. This is not about, the 21st century is not about can't. It literally has already been made clear to us what we can do. Remember, that's interesting. That was President Obama's theme when he ran for president here in the United States. We can do, not we can't do, not I'm not able to. It's we can do, which is a whole new program that causes the brain to function differently. So this is part of what has to happen for the 21st century. You have to approach yourself differently, and that requires you to basically then cause the brain to have to change its shape and function. Now, again, the balancing program resets all of the neurons to their default status. Now, what am I saying with that? I'm saying that the brain was already orientated at birth to be in sync with the earth, in sync with our solar system, in sync with our local sun, in sync with our central sun, the star system of Pleiades. We were all born already connected and in sync with that, already connected with the earth grid. And it was our values and belief systems and the environment that caused us to lose that default pattern, because we allowed ourselves to be programmed. We took on programs. Learning how to read is a program. Learning how to write is a program. You weren't born doing that. Those are not natural programs. See, this is what, that's the problem. That's what the article talks about. You don't recognize what isn't natural and what is. That is why any indigenous people, when they are observed by, quote, westernized individuals who have learned how to read and write and tell what they call time by a machine as opposed to cycles by sun, moon, changes of the season and the electromagnetic shift in the grid on planet Earth, which is what we call seasons, you lose your connection to the whole of everything. It's just that obvious. So the people in the bush who basically have never come to civilization, they live their lives, they're able to do all kind of things, you know, they don't have hospitals and glasses and all these different things, and they stay in the selected area with minimal clothes. So they don't have to have a winter coat or a fur coat and, you know, special shoes and boots and any of those things. All of that is synthetic, and it is unnatural programming. It's just that simple. So therefore, not being able to have what you need is also a program. It is not natural. It is not natural. That's not natural thinking. That is also a software program that you have absorbed and are forcing that through your brain, and the brain basically is processing it the best it can, but the tissues suffer. The tissues truly suffer. So I say to you succinctly that I cannot support in full consciousness that you are doing what you need to do to be able to be a thriving part of the 21st century, because I have no idea about the methods, and obviously the people who you are getting the methods from, et cetera, are not speaking about anything that we're talking about here. So that's what you have to pay attention to. You can go and get all kinds of things, et cetera, but are those activities, et cetera, relative to the phenomena that are happening at this 10,000-year changeover point? This is significant. So I ask you to really contemplate that and recognize that you're operating under an artificial synthetic program that you're running through your brain, and that program is not going to flow in the 21st century. You've got to get rid of it. And as soon as you get rid of it, you'll see that you do have what you need. You'll see that there's all kind of abundance around you in your environment. And then you'll decide if you want to access it and utilize it for what you want. But, it, you know, lack is not true. That is literally a synthetic program that we've been inundated with. So when they put all that on the TV about people not having jobs and whatever else, et cetera, those are synthetic programs that the subconscious absorbs and then creates through the frequencies emanated from the tissues, energy fields that will then collapse and create that belief system. Yeah, it will. That's why it's very important not to focus on and believe what you don't want to experience. This is some of the basic teachings. So thank you for calling. Do we have another caller?
Question, right? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You don't want to ask the question, right? I've been listening to this program, this network, for the past year now, right? And I learned about the emotions, and I learned a lot, right? And
now,
I
do want you to recognize we have other callers. And
Okay, thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Thank you so much for being so considerate.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night. Great, bless.
Thank you. Yes. Do we have our next caller, please?
Yes, our next caller is from area code 313.
Hi, area code 313. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Jewel. Hi, Maurice.
Hi.
Welcome.
Dr. Jewel.
Yes.
Dr. Jewel, I miss you on Monday, and I hope you had a wonderful trip to New York. My question is, I had talked to you once before about being balanced and locked. And I had told you it had been 20 years, but it has been 18 years. And my question is, from what I understand, is that over a period of time after you've been balanced and locked, that your mental and emotional coefficiency, they continue to go up. And I wanted to know, is there any way that I can get measured?
Oh, sure. All you have to do is just write. Just write us at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net and just make your known, and they'll contact you and give you all the information that you need to have that done.
Okay. And it almost took me almost 4 years because I kept all my measurements from the time that I started, and it took me almost 4 years.
Right. Well, see, that this is something that I mentioned, that because of the acceleration of the movement of our planet, of our solar system, what's happening in our galaxy, that the energies are so intense now that it has moved from 4 to 5 years, from 2 years to a year and a half. Now the average person is balancing in 4 to 6 months. Balancing and locking in 4 to 6 months. And it's so interesting how the universe will support individuals who really want to be a part of their now future by taking the time to put themselves in consciousness in front of the templates that create reality, such as the balancing program symbols, and will support them by intensely enhancing and accelerating their rate of brain development so that they'll be able to make the shift when the planet and the solar system finally move into their final location. So it's just like a premature child that if the bag of waters ruptures, if that child is able to stay in the uterus for 72 hours, the lungs will completely mature, even though it may only be 6 to 6.5 months old. If it can stay in the uterus for 72 hours without having infection, or inflammation, those lungs will mature and they will literally be able to breathe like they're full term. I've delivered children this way and it's amazing. But the challenge was to keep the child in the uterus with a non-sterile environment, because when the bag of waters breaks, the environment in the uterus is no longer sterile. And so we have had women that were able to really hold the focus and relax and keep their immune system functional. They didn't go into stress and, you know, get all upset and go into a whole bunch of worry, which shuts down the immune system immediately. They didn't do that, and they were able to keep the uterus free of bacteria, inflammation, and those children, even though they weighed a pound and a half, 2 pounds maximum, had full lung maturity. So this is what is happening to people on at this time who are joining the balancing program, that if they will put themselves in front of, focus on the proper geometric templates in the proper order, their brain and nervous system will grow inexorably rapidly, so that they will have a full brain and will have a capacity to see reality for what it possibly really is for them. So we'll be more than glad to measure you. Just write us at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net, and the information will come through. And I'll look forward to measuring you again, because after 15 years of being balanced, it'd be interesting to see what you've done with this brain over 15 years, because we know for a fact that in many people, it may take them 20 years once they have become balanced and locked to literally actualize all of the potential that was available to them at the time of being balanced and locked. So that's why we really look at ourselves as a family, all of us that are balanced and locked, and to stay communicative and to study together, to have discussions together, to have advanced workshops, to continuously grow the brain so that you can harness in and actualize these dormant potentials very rapidly, not take 20 to 30 years. So write us and we'll take care of you. Be interesting to see. Thank you for calling. Oh, my goodness. The time is really flying, and so I do want to remind you, tomorrow is Dr. Blair's Day. Please tune in for Truth of Consequences 2012. And Friday we have Music for the Mind of a Scientist. So we are so excited here about this week. Pay attention. All kinds of good things are happening, because next week we're going to be going back down the DNA chamber, spine of planet Earth, and all of those galactic activation portals, et cetera, are for the future. So no telling what you'll be introduced to, who you'll meet, et cetera, but it's now time to lay into your future how you want to be, how you want to live, okay? So we need to plant the seeds of vision for our future now. Since we've just come out of the past, we've been in the middle of the chamber of DNA where the God of all things and the God of man and woman have been together, and now it's time to plant the seeds for our future. So tune in tomorrow, Dr. Blair, Friday, for Music for a Mind of a Scientist, and I'll be back on Monday with the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. Love you much. Oh, and don't forget, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z is out. Check out our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. Love you. Bye-bye.
www.thejewelnetwork.net.
If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.